עלישו חלק א', ריש סמך א', פרק שני. על מטרס החינוך ודקוי, regarding the objective of החינוך and the methodology of החינוך, רמזס התורה בפרשייסקי עשו שמה, the Torah hints to them in the chapters of שמה. בפרשה הראשונה כסוף, ושיננתום לבנך ודיברתו בום. Teach them to your children and speak in them. ובפרשה השנייה, in the second paragraph, ולימדתם עושם אז בניכם לדבר בום. You shall teach your children to speak in them, in the words of Torah. ובאר הרמב"ן, ויתכן בדרך הפשט, possibly, שבא להוסיף בכאן, that in the second paragraph, we're coming to add, לדבר בום. כי שם ציווה, in the first paragraph, the Torah told us, ודיברת בום בשבתך בביסך, you shall speak in them. וכאן אומר, in the second paragraph, it emphasizes, שנלמד עושם אז בנינו. That we teach these words to our children, עד שידברו בם הבני בכל שעה, to the point where they discuss words of Torah. וכן יוסיף בכאן, furthermore, the Torah here in the second paragraph adds, ולימדתם עושם, to teach them, כי ושיננתם is a more superficial level שיספר להם המצוות, just to inform them of the mitzvahs. וכאן, but in this paragraph, when it says, ולימדתם, עד שילמדו עושם, or עד שילמדו עושם, until they learn them, וידאום, they understand, ויבינו עושם, really, get to the bottom of it, ותעמם, לדבר עם חובם בכל יתים, understand the reasoning so that they can discuss it with you at all times. Says the author, המטרה, what we take out of this Ramban is the objective is שהבנים עצמם ידברו דברי תורה תמיד. That they of their own volition, their own motivation, should speak in דברי תורה. הדרך, what's the methodology? שהאב ישנן להם, that's just to acquaint them with the information, וילמד עושם עניין המצוויס, and then teach them the concept of מצוויס, וההבנה והטעם בהן, the understanding, the deep, profound reasoning, with whatever. דווקא האבויס הם המקשרים מסבנים לתורס אל חייץ, דווקא the parents who connect their children to a dynamic and living Torah, ודווקא הקשר עמוק בין אבויס וילדים, it's specifically that deep connection between children and parents, who המכוונס הילדים לדרך השם, is what mostly puts children on the path to עבודת השם. אילא זה, therefore, חייבים לשמור על הקשר הטבעי הזה לבד ינתק לעולם. One has to preserve this natural connection so that it is not ever undone. הכיצד, how does one do that? Famous Gemara in Gittin Daf Vav. אסור לאדם להטיל אימה יסירה בסוף בישראל. A person is forbidden to impose excessive fear and discipline in his home. כי הרבה קלקולים באים על ריב מוירה. It causes endless trouble when there's just an atmosphere of fear and so much discipline. אין לך דבר המקלקל את היחס הלבבי בין אבות לבנים. There's nothing that spoils the warm relationship between parents and children כמו ריב מוירה, like excessive fear. כשהילדים מודרכים, when the children are still young, על האבות לדאוג, the father should be concerned for many, many years later, ליום שבו יעמדו על דעתם, the day when they become mature, פנחס וחלילה מיסקבץ רשמים שליליים, lest out of the accumulated impressions of years and years, מרוב פחד והטלס עם הבבייס, out of living in this fear for years and years in a home, יבעטו בהירים וילכו לדעתם. They'll just kick the whole thing and just be on the way. הכלל הגדול בנגס הבייס בחינוך הוא, the underlying principle, the great principle in guarding one's home, is as follows. Good morning, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled. Omar Rabbe Bar Ravuna. Afal gav de amur Rabbanan. Even though the earlier Chachomim taught us, Shaleisha dvarim tzarich adam lomar besor besor Shabbos im Chashicha. Three things that we have to say to check that the home is ready for Shabbos, you know what they are. So Chazal told us to say it, but there's different ways to say it. Tzarich lememrin hu benichusa. They have to be said pleasantly, benachas, ki hechid lekablinu minei, so that the person's family actually hear it when he says them, isartem, eravtem. It has to be said benachas, so that the words are accepted. Says the author, devarim shelo nemu b'sheket v'savlanus einam miskablim. Words that are not said quietly and with patience are not absorbed. אף אם לשם הצעקה סעב נחפזים לעשות כדבריו. Even if when the father shouts, his children scurry to do what he says, בל ישלה האבס עצמו ילחשב. The father should not delude himself into thinking, כי נודעס לצעקסי השפעה חינוכיס ומסמדס. That his shouting here has some חינוך influence, some continuing long-term influence. You should not delude himself to thinking that. Ach berak benichusa yecholim lechanech. It's only benichusa that one can train a child. Besheket vesavlanus, quietly with patience. Ve'al tavoy habehilus v'arugza. Anger and upset and all of these things should not come bimleches Hashem chokhmas hachinuch. It should not be involved bichlal in the melachah of Hashem in chokhmas hachinuch. Hagab atzmecha, think to yourself. Ma she'atzlecha muskar rishon. Something that you as an adult take for granted. Echrach chayim v'ergil maseriyos shonim. It's something that you have been habituated to for decades. It's something that you don't question and it's obvious to you. Zeo bishvil aldecha teira chadasha. For your child, it's completely new. Shviras midois. For him, it's to change, because for him, he doesn't know that you don't just dump your bicycle where you last finished. Doesn't it? For you, it's obvious. You finish riding, put it back where it belongs. You don't just dump it where the child finished. But for him, it's teira chadasha, shviras midois. Uveika gzera bilti buveneslo. It's a gzera that he does not understand. Even if the child does not immediately do what he was instructed to do, one should not immediately punish him. One should clarify to him his obligation with a quiet firmness. One should not use force. Here's an example. Don't go out and need to close the door. A child needs to be accustomed to understanding. Even if the door remains open, he should not leave because he was instructed not to leave. Not because they locked the door and it's just physically impossible. I know. It comes up in the Torah. Yeah? In Parsha Se'eh, for example, when the Torah says, you won't be able to, literally. You won't be able to eat these fruits outside of Yerushalayim. And Onkelos translates, Leis Licha Rishu, you have no permission. That's the idea. When Hashem says no, it means it's impossible. When the parent says no, it means it's impossible without closing the door. Im pa'am yesh echrach b'oinesh, if there's a necessity to punish, yesh ladas, one should know this. A pasuk in Mishle Yud Gimel, the first part of it is very well known. Virtually nobody knows the second part of it. The first part, choysech shivtoi, one who spares the rod hates the child. But the pasuk doesn't end there. It carries on and it says, one who loves the child teaches him musar. So first of all, when the pasuk speaks about the rod, the shevet, it's not limited to the physical meaning, to the literal rod meaning of shevet. Gam mabat zoef, a stern look at the child. Gam ha'amadas b'im shlachzeva, to pretend that one is deeply disappointed, hinam begedeshev. Those are also the rod. V'seifet dekatocher, and the end of the pasuk proves this. Musar u'mashen ge'el eliboy shel haben. Musar, at the end of the pasuk, is what touches the child's heart. V'eliboy harach shel tinoik, the soft heart of a child, mispael me'oid, is very much influenced, me'haba'as tza'a koldi, from any expression of disappointment and anger from his parents. Ve'im shalelim hayeled ktsas mimanas hamamtakim shehu ragil bahem. One can go even further, and still the shevet will not be literally a rod. If one deprives the child of some of the sweets that he's used to, zehu kvar oinesh mugashmo, there's a very strong punishment. Umagam shlilas kol manot, take away the entire thing, all the sweets that he was expecting, whatever it is a very stern punishment. It doesn't have to be necessarily, literally, a rod. Furthermore, says, I took two sticks. The first one I called Noyam, pleasantness. The second one I called Chivlim, Chabala, to cause injury. There's something called a pleasant stick. This is a stick and carrot. And this too is what Shlomo Melech intended when he said there in Mishlei, Choysech Shivtois in Hebrew, that one who spares the rod hates his son. Shigam b'makel noyam yachol adam liyaseh b'noy. A person can sway and teach each child also with a pleasant stick. Ve'oid b'yaseh atzlacha mashe b'makel chovlin. With greater success than with the with the painful rod. He gave an instruction: when you hit the child, don't hit him with anything other than shoelaces. It's a strap. We weren't talking like shoelaces. We have it's a strap, but still, it's a strap. Now, what constitutes a pleasant stick in chinuch? When we speak about the carrots, nekoit klal ze biyadach. Hold fast to this rule, general rule. Idud mashpiyas emoynish. Encouragement has more influence than punishment. Tziyun leshevach oy pras, a prize, a sticker, these things, po'el yosem yumim oynashim, has much more effect than threats or punishments. One last point. Ulam, however, having said all of that, savlanus en leachlifim adishus. One should not confuse patience with indifference. Sometimes you find parents who reject and ignore any sort of comment about their children's behavior. He's young. It's a bitter mistake. The Midrash says as follows. He used to daven in shul with his son. They were answering the davening. His son was making noise, whatever, answering things of tiflus, tasteless things. Amrulus, the people said to him, look at him, he's behaving inappropriately. What can I do? Tinoiku, he's a child, yes, let him play. The next day it was the same thing. His son, again, saying disturbing and making noises of tasteless. Amrului, yeah? People again said to the father, Rebin Chashu, in edvarim shel tiflus, Omali, Umayasela, what can I do? Tinoki, Yisachek, he's a child, let him play. Kol oisan shmona yamei hachag. Throughout those 8 days of Sukkos, ana bnoi dvarim shel tiflus, his son behaved in that way. Veloi amalo kol deva, the father never said a word. Veloi yatsas oisah hashana, velo shansa, velo shilesha, ad shemeis oisah ish, umeis ishto, umeis bnoi uven bnoi. The whole family died. 15 people died. Who amanu? The Midrash is conveying what we said above. Ad kama shiras shamayim befoyal etzelav. To the extent that the shamayim has been actualized, no longer just within the father. It's not just the raw material. It's really concrete. Nikar bechinuch haben. It's seen in the way that the children behave. Veim tira umitzvos nagoes lebo shel av. If Torah and mitzvot matter to the parent, if they really matter to him, how can he be indifferent when his children are behaving inappropriately? How to respond to children's behavior? We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Hashem in the coming chapter. Ad kan.